This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Hector Torres Macias. Date of birth, May 19, 1970. Case ID number is 3540255. Date of exam, August 16, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Medical records from Dr. Martha Cano, dated 5/16/2022. Identifying information. This is a 52-year-old married male with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of decreased vision, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, heart condition, comma, back pain, comma, left shoulder pain, slash hand pain, slash right knee pain, slash arthritis, comma, and depression. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2020, where he worked in an egg processing plant for 3 months. Before that time, he worked at making cabinets for 15 years. During that time that he did work, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his family, and he's not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one. Number one, decreased vision. Number two, diabetes mellitus. Number three, heart condition. Number four, back pain. Number five, left shoulder pain slash hand pain slash right knee pain slash arthritis. And number six, depression. History of allegations. Number one, decreased vision. The claimant states that in 2018, he started to have decreased vision with both eyes. The claimant denies being nearsighted, comma, having glaucoma, comma, or any trauma to his eyes. He does suffer from diabetes mellitus and hypertension. He states both eyes are affected, and he does wear glasses at this time. Snellen vision was OD uncorrected was 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. The claimant does wear glasses for reading. The claimant also states that his night vision as well as his peripheral vision are good at this time. His condition appears to be stable, and he does have decreased vision, but according to the Snellen chart. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2017, he was having symptoms of polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, blurred vision, comma, and a weight loss of 35 pounds. He denies any in-organ damage, such as retinopathy, comma, nephropathy, comma, but does have problems with diabetic polyneuropathy as well as cardiovascular disease. He checks his blood glucose once a day and states that it usually comes out around 220 milligrams slash DL. He also states that the lowest that it's ever been is 170 milligrams slash DL, and that the highest it's ever been is around the 300 milligrams slash DL. At the present time, he is taking oral medications. The claimant takes glimepiride, 1 milligram, QD, metformin, 500 milligrams, extended release, BID. And his last hemoglobin A1C was above 9%. His condition is being treated, however, he is not very well controlled at this time. Allegation number three, heart condition. The claimant states that in 2018, he presented himself to the Monte Cristo Urgent Care Center, secondary to having chest pain. He was then transferred to McAllen Heart Hospital and hospitalized for 3 days. He was told that he had a minor myocardial infarction, but no coronary artery bygraft surgery was performed and no stents were placed. He states the character of the pain was a tight pressure pain located on the left chest area, which would not radiate to any other part of his body. He states the pain lasted for 1 hour, and it was a pain that he would have at least daily until he finally presented to Monte Cristo. At the present time, he has not had the pain secondary to taking medications. He states the pain is precipitated by any kind of severe exertion and is not related to rest or food intake. The claimant states that he would take one nitroglycerin tablet sublingually, which would relieve his chest pain, as well as antacids. His symptoms include shortness of breath, palpitations, diaphoresis, and dizziness. He denies any nausea or vomiting. His risk factors include hypertension, diabetes mellitus, history of smoking, and hypercholesterolemia. He does not have a family history of heart disease at this time. The claimant also suffers from gastritis, but he denies having any peptic ulcer disease, hiatal hernia, biliary disease, pancreatitis, esophagitis, pulmonary emboli or costochondritis. He suffers from shortness of breath and pedal edema and has to sleep with two pillows at night. He was diagnosed with stable angina and coronary artery disease. Number four, back pain. The claimant states that in 2020, he suddenly started having back pain. He states the character of the pain is a sharp, dull pain located in the lumbar sacral back area that does not radiate to any other part of his body. He was diagnosed with lumbago. He denies having any surgeries done to correct his back pain. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 2 hours, sit for 3 hours, lift approximately 10 pounds above his head, but not able to bend over to pick up clothes. He does have an assistive device, which is a cane that he uses at home, which was prescribed to him by the hospital. His daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, and walking in the park. He denies sleeping during the day, doing the laundry, or doing any other exercise. His physician at this time is Dr. Martha Cano, and he has not seen a chiropractor or received any physical therapy. He is presently on Tylenol number 3, one tablet, once a day, PRN for pain, which does give him relief. He was diagnosed with lumbago, and his condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 5, left shoulder pain / hand pain / right knee pain / osteoarthritis. The claimant states that in 2019, he started to develop severe pain in the left shoulder, hand pain, knee pain, and generalized aches and pains. He was diagnosed with osteoarthritis by x-rays. A arthroscopic surgery was performed on his right knee secondary to severe degenerative joint disease secondary from osteoarthritis. He has had 2 injections of steroid, which did give him relief. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that usually feels in the morning. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 2 hours, climb one flight of stairs, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes, and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He does have a cane that he uses at home, but he did not present with it at this office visit. As noted earlier, he takes Tylenol number 3, 1 POQD for pain, which does give him relief. His physical activity includes walking in the park. Allegation number 6, depression. The claimant states that in 2015, he was having some problems with severe depression. He states that he did have suicidal ideation, but no suicidal attempt. He states his motivation, comma, energy, comma, appetite, comma, and his concentration have decreased. He does suffer from crying spells and has difficulty sleeping at night. At the present time, he's on acetylpran, 10 milligrams QD, which does help him to relax. His condition is stable but guarded. Family history. His father died from Alzheimer's disease at the age of 76. His mother died of colon cancer at the age of 70. Medications. Omeprazole, 40 milligrams QD. Tylenol number 3, 1 POQD, PRN for pain. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams QD. Glimepiride, 1 milligram QD. Ketoconazole, 2% topical cream, applied daily. Lisinopril, 5 milligrams, POQD. Metformin, 500 milligrams, extended release, BID. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, dementia, comma, thrombocytopenia, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, decreased vision, comma, heart disease secondary to coronary artery disease, and stable angina, osteoarthritis, comma, degenerative disc disease of the lumbar sacral spine area, comma, depression, comma, obesity, comma, major surgeries, left shoulder surgery, for impingement syndrome. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking for 3 years, one cigarette, QD. Alcohol, the claimant has a history of drinking 1 to 2 beers per week for 15 years. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical exam. Temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit. Weight, 200 pounds. Height, 5 feet 8 inches. BP, 136 over 93 mmHg. Heart rate, 78 beats per minute. Respiration, 14 respirations per minute. BMI, 30.5. General. This is a 52-year-old male. Who appears to be crying and depressed, who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. He appears also to be a fairly reliable historian who presented by himself to my office for his evaluation. H-E-E-N-T, last two sentences, visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. The claimant does wear glasses for reading. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some muscle spasms and tenderness of the lumbar sacral back area. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. And the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 40 degrees on the right side and 80 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is abnormal range of motion and strength of both knees, but especially of the right side. The claimant had difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels or toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on 1 foot bilaterally and was able to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he requires no assistive devices at this time. Neurological, could you please drop down to after neurological exam? X-ray of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. X-ray of the left shoulder, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but some mild fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He's able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to uncontrolled diabetes mellitus and mild right knee pain, secondary to osteoarthritis. Probable diagnoses, number one, decreased vision, dash, appears to be stable at this time, has very minor deficit of vision acuity. Number two, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, being treated at this time, but appears to be poorly controlled, with a hemoglobin A1C above 9%. Number three, heart condition, dash, stable angina with history of coronary artery disease, being treated at this time, appears to be stable. Number two, lumbar sacral back pain, secondary to lumbago, appears to be stable at this time. Physical exam, left shoulder pain / hand pain / right knee pain / arthritis, being treated at this time with Tylenol number 3, normal physical exam, and number 6, depression, being treated with acetylopram 10 milligrams QD. The claimant's condition is stable at this time, but guarded secondary to suicidal ideation. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Hector Torres Macias.